So let's continue by reading verses 3 through 5 of John chapter 1. In these three verses, we are taught some further truths about Christ, who is the Word. John 1, verse 3. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Once again, some background notes. We said that the theme of the Gospel of John is Christ as the Son of God. This gospel clearly brings out this great truth, that Jesus is fully God. Now, John's purpose is not just to present this truth as abstract fact or to go about proving it in some kind of detached style. Oh, no. John is passionately involved here because he wants the reader to believe it. That's his purpose. Turn over, if you will, to John chapter 20. And you can see John stating explicitly his purpose in the book. John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31. And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. John tells us right there why he wrote this gospel. Not just to prove the point that Jesus is the Son of God, that he's fully God, but that we might believe it and have the life and the light that we're reading about in these verses of chapter 1. This, by the way, is why the Gospel of John is a great book to give to a non-Christian to read. Let's just say you have a non-Christian friend. And you get them to the point where they're willing to read the Bible. Now, what book would you suggest? Leviticus? I'd suggest the Gospel of John. Why? Because that's its purpose. Now, that doesn't mean a person can't come to the Lord through the book of Leviticus. God can use any portion of his word to begin the process of bringing that person to himself. I have a good friend who became a Christian through the book of Ecclesiastes. That's where he started. That's the first book of scripture he read. But if you have a chance to suggest a book to a non-Christian and they're willing to read it, John is a great book to use in evangelism. The purpose we see is to have people come to believe that Jesus is God and have life and light through him. How many of you can quote a gospel verse from the Gospel of John? You mean I don't see all hands up? All right, now, you're all thinking of what? John 3:16, right? A great gospel verse. Well, there's a lot of gospel verses in the Gospel of John. Take John 14:6. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father but through me. John 3:3, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John 3:36, he who believes in the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. There are great gospel texts in the Gospel of John because that's its purpose, to have people come, as John said in his purpose, there in John chapter 20. Let me read it one more time. John chapter 20, verse 31. These are written, the things that have been written in the Gospel of John, these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. The very life that's talked about here in verses 3 through 5 of John chapter 1. But let's move now to our doctrinal points. So doctrinal point number one. Christ created everything. Christ created everything. Verse 3, all things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. Notice how that truth, Christ created everything, is stated both in a positive way, all things were made through him, and in a negative way. Without him, nothing was made that was made. Christ created everything. But you say, well, wait a minute, I thought God created everything. Well, that's right. Christ is God. As God the Son, he was the agent of creation. Two other New Testament references that back up this great truth. Hebrews 1, verses 1 and 2. God, who at various times and in different ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds. And Colossians chapter 1 and verse 16. For by him, that is by Christ, all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. Christ created everything. Stars, planets, moons, molecules, including the DNA molecule, atoms, subatomic particles, plants, fish, animals, people, angels. Christ created everything. You name it, he created it. You know, just this past week, Margie and I went down to the Field Museum to see the Life Over Time exhibit. This exhibit takes you through time from when there was no life on Earth until there was human life. And according to the exhibit, of course, this was not the creation week of Genesis, but millions and millions of years through chance. There was not a single mention of God in the whole exhibit. It all came about through time and chance. Talk about brainwashing. It takes more faith to believe in that scenario than to believe in God. It really does. Well, you say, well, how did God do it? Psalm 33 and verse 6. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. And verse 9, for he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. No problem for God. Christ, the Son of God, the Word, created everything. Doctrinal point number 2. Christ is the only source of life and light. Christ is the only source of life and light. Verse 4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Christ is not only the creator of physical life and physical light, he is the source of spiritual life and spiritual light. That's the main thought in verse 4. The Greek word that's used for life here is not bios, which means physical life. The word that's used here in verse 4 is zoe, which is more than physical life. It primarily refers to spiritual life. Christ is the only source of this life. And the only way that you can have spiritual light, that is understanding in life, guidance in life, is to have this spiritual life. Do you have more than physical life? Do you have more than physical light? Do you have spiritual life? Eternal life, divine life. Do you have spiritual light? Understanding what life is all about. Understanding the ways of God. Insight into the Word of God. Do you have guidance and direction in your life? Spiritual light. Or are you still walking in spiritual darkness? Well, praise the Lord. You can have both spiritual life and spiritual light by receiving Christ as your personal Savior and Lord. Christ is the only source of life and light. Doctrinal point number 3. The light of Christ is more powerful than darkness. The light of Christ is more powerful than darkness. Verse 5. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. As the light of this world, Christ came into this spiritually dark world, but the world, for the most part, did not realize who he was or why he had come. The world did not comprehend or apprehend the light, and still doesn't. For the average person in your neighborhood, they don't comprehend or apprehend the light. Christ is just a good man. That's all. You know, there's another translation for verse 5, the last phrase, and the darkness did not overcome it. That word translated comprehend or apprehend can also be translated overcome. And that may be the main thought here, and that's what I've tried to capture in the doctrinal point. The light of Christ is more powerful than darkness. The darkness could not overcome the light of Christ. The world's rejection of Christ did not keep the light from shining. The light of Christianity started small, but it steadily grew. The Jews tried to put it out, but the light continued to shine. The Roman Empire tried to snuff it out, but the light continued to shine. The darkness could not overcome it. The same is true today. This dark world cannot comprehend the light, and they try to put it out, but they cannot. The Bible is still the best-selling book. All over the world this very day, Christians are meeting together. The light is shining. The light is here to stay. The light of Christ is more powerful than darkness. The practical application is this. We don't have to be afraid of the dark. We don't have to be afraid of the dark. You know, that's true in the physical sense as well as the spiritual sense. Teach your children that they don't have to be afraid of physical darkness because the Lord is there to protect us. And as children grow older, we also want to teach them that they do not have to be afraid of spiritual darkness. Why? Because the light of Christ is more powerful. If you're a Christian here this morning, you have the light of Christ within you, and you have a responsibility to let this light shine in your neighborhood, in your workplace, in your school. But you say, I'm so scared, I get so nervous, I get so uptight, I have such a hard time witnessing. We don't have to be afraid of the dark because the darkness cannot overcome the light. Light and darkness are opposites, but they're not equal. Think of how one small candle can overcome darkness, but no amount of darkness can overcome the light of that small candle. So whether it be in your neighborhood or campus or workplace, and it can be pretty dark there, right? You don't have to be afraid of the dark because your light cannot be put out. It cannot be overcome if you let it shine. Margie and I saw an illustration of that down there at that exhibit at the Field Museum. Throughout this godless exhibit, there were these bulletin boards where the people could write a message. We were so thrilled to see that many Christians had let their light shine and wrote very good, solid comments on these bulletin boards in the midst of a godless exhibit. We don't have to be afraid of the dark. Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. We don't have to be afraid of the dark.